before we open the Word of God, there is two scriptures I like to recite before. I don't know, they are my favorite. And it also reminds you, like we all see in memory lane, it's reminding of where we are, what we are, and what our life is. The first one, it's Psalms 51, verse 5. It reads, "Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." The second one, James chapter 14, verse 4. It reads, "What is our life? It is like a vapor that appeareth for a moment, then vanisheth away." My friend, today we are alive and well. God allowed us to see another Sunday. I sure many people went to bed last night, but they couldn't stand up on the 2 feet like you and I did today. So when God put his word in the Bible, it means it is very serious. It is very serious. The last time I was, sometimes about 2 weeks ago, I stood on the platform, Saratoga. I watched the chimney, smoke coming out of it, abundant. And before a second, you see, no appearance of the smoke that coming out of the chimney. It came to my mind. I say, you see, that is just what God says concerning our life. We're here today and we're gone tomorrow. We cannot take chances because God makes provision for each and every person that we could have a life with his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. But it is all up to you. It is all up to me. Whatever decision we choose in life, it will follow us. It is all up to you and all up to me. Shall we open in a word of prayer before I open the word of God? Heavenly Father, we thank thee for such a privilege you give to us. We know, oh Heavenly Father, you brought us here, not by our own desire, but by your own free will. Because your words remind us, it is not your desire that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Father, we pray if there's a man, a woman, a boy, and a girl that sat under the sound of your word at this moment that haven't made a decision to accept your son as the Savior. Father, we pray that now is the time that they have to make a decision, because tomorrow may be too late. So, Father, as we are about to open the scripture, we pray that you will let us see only your son, the Lord Jesus Christ, not ourselves, but only Jesus, who paid the price for our sin, that we could have life and that we could have abundant life in him. We pray that all may be according to your divine and holy will. In the name of your son, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Our reading will take place in the book of Gospel of St. John, chapter 5, reading from verse 1 onward to chapter 9. To verse 9. It reads, "After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of omnipotent folks, of blind, healed, wretched, waiting for the moving of the water." For I want you to take Notice of that verse 4. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the trouble of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Verse 5. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had been now a long time in that case. He saith unto him, Will thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Underline that on me, please. Verse 9. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on that same day was the Sabbath. Heavenly Father, we ask thy blessing upon your word. Not my word, but thus saith your word. We pray, Heavenly Father, that God in Jesus was able to give that man life, give him health. And if there's any in our midst right now, be obedient. Jesus is passing this way. Friend, it's a man that couldn't do nothing for himself. And what that really interests, he was there for 38 years. 38 years. It took a lot of faith. 38 years. But he couldn't find himself into the pool, into the water. And even though out of that 38 years, the water was still there. But the important thing is that even though he went down in the water, unless the angel come down and trouble the water, you will never be healed. After the trouble of the water, stepped on whosoever, but he couldn't make it because there was those that were more capable than him. He tried his best, but he just couldn't reach in time to find himself in the pool. It reminds me of salvation is personal. I cannot do it for you. Neither you can do it for me. You have to take your stand on your own. Whosoever stepped on will get hold of whatever diseases or sicknesses he have. There are those who were more capable than him. Stepped on. He tried his best, but he just couldn't make it. He just couldn't make it. What's about you, my friend? If you haven't come to acknowledge that you need a Savior in your life, Jesus is passing this way. We read in Matthew 18, verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, here am I in the midst of them. Jesus is in our midst. You have no need to sit on for 38 years waiting for the trouble of the water. The water have been troubled. Jesus already shed his precious blood. What it tells us in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus is willing to give you free life today. He's offering a free life. You have nothing to pay. Salvation cannot be bought with money. It is a free gift, but it costs the Lord Jesus. It costs God the Father, his Son. It's very, very expensive, very. But you and I cannot pay for that free gift. It's a free gift. Because who make it free? God the Father sent his Son to pay the price for your sin and my sin. John 3:17 reminds us, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:36 reminds us, he that have the Son have life. He that have not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. And there, the omnipotent man, he said, now there, okay, verse 3, he tells us, in those days lay a great multitude of omnipotent. So in that case, that was the only place of healing. A lot of people will gather themselves there. Wait, there's a certain season that an angel will come down and trouble the water. And after the angel troubled the water, whosoever first step into the water, no matter what kind of diseases, what kind of sickness you have, it will cure. Friend, we have no need to wait for that pool, but this is the pool. Jesus is here. Jesus is willing to heal you from all kind of sicknesses, diseases you may have, if you only come to him. Come now. He want to reason with you. Come now. He want to reason with you. Isaiah 45:22 reminds us. He says, look unto me and be saved, all the end of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Look unto Jesus. Don't look unto Benedict, because I look unto Jesus for salvation. He saves me. He saves me. I remember the night I get saved. A brother preached that two verses. Proverbs 14:12. It reads, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the way of death. And Revelation 20:15, and I saw the dead great stand before God, and the book was opened, and another book, and whose name was not found written in the book of life, was cast into the lake of fire. I consider myself, I knew that my name had not written in the book of life. But thanks God, today without a doubt, I could see my name has been written in the book of life. Why? Not because of any things which I have done to myself. Only Jesus Christ. Only Jesus. By his blood which he shed on, through the blood which he shed on the cross of Calvary. And I trust, I place my faith, my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he heals me. He heals me. Now I can rejoice. Because God gave me a reason through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 reminds us, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Sometimes, when people ask me on my job, well, Ben, he called me Ben. I say, how old are you? Tell them. Tell me, but why you are not looking old? I say, what? I say, you don't know who is my father? Jesus is my God, is my father. And God tells me, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So I'm in Christ. How can you expect me to be old when I'm in Christ? That's the word of God. That's what he tells me. And I believe it. So he tells us again, for an angel's went down at a certain season and troubled the water, and whosoever then first, after the trouble of the water, stepping, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. So there is nothing. Do you believe that there's any sin in your life that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cannot cleanse? Do you believe that? No one. Not a sin. You know what the devil trying to make us understand? As if there are things, there are doubt in God's words. Because John 10:10 reminds us. He tells us, for I come, tells us, Jesus, I come that he might have life, and John 10:10. Therefore, John 10:10. He tells us, The thieves come not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's what the devil comes to. And whenever a thief enter into your house, he come to destroy, steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus come that you and I might have life, and that we may have it more abundantly. And that is exactly what the devil tried to put before you. The life which you are living in is very pleasurable. You're enjoying yourself. Why putting yourself in bondage? But the life which we are living in right now, we're just passing through. Because if the things in this world, if the pleasure, the things that are in this world could satisfy, from the moment you go into it once, you will want to go back into it again, because I feel satisfied. My friend, there is no satisfaction without salvation. There is no satisfaction without salvation. When you have God's salvation in your life, you have all. Nothing in this world cannot satisfy. Nothing. Solomon was the greatest king and the richest man who ever lived upon the face of this earth. And he counted all those things. It's vanity. Vanity. God gives us life. Jesus willing to give you life, an abundant life. Life that you will never regret. Life that will satisfy you. Life that will be able to live forever with him. Because God's words promise us, it is not his desire that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. We need to turn away from the life which we are living. If you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, my friend, we may find it sounds funny, but we cannot live to please this world. Today we there, tomorrow we gone. Just think of it. think of it. My mom, my dad, I was small. Where are they? They're gone. Recently, I went down to the Virgin Island to see my brother. Where is he? He's gone. He's gone. Maybe today might be the last day we see Brother Ben on the platform. We don't know. We don't know. All what God reminds of you and me is to prepare to meet him. Prepare to meet him. And when he tells us prepare, he did not give us any hard task to walk here and there, go all the way to Manhattan or New Jersey looking for, you know, how can we meet, prepare to meet the Lord? It's right in our presence. He that have the Son have life. Whosoever call upon him, he will answer. Call now, he will answer you. Because he tells me in the word, verse 6, when Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had been there a long time. In that case, he saith unto him, it goes to you and to me. The end of verse 5. Will thou be made whole? Will thou be made whole? It's all up to you. It's all up to you to answer whether you want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ or not. It's all up to you. Like I always say, opportunity that lost can never be regained. The way you make your bed, that's the way you're going to sleep. So there, God gives you another opportunity. If you haven't laid hold of the first one, today is the second one offering. Offering the second opportunity right now. Right now. Sorry, because it says, when God asks, man, will thou be made whole? Hear how he replied. Verse 7. The omnipotent answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. See how long he made a question. How long answer he gave to the Lord Jesus Christ? Will thou be made whole? Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is it. Yes, very simple. Whosoever will, may come. But you say, Lord, I knew. You, I have been there a long time. For 38 years. But while I'm trying, as if, well, salvation, God's salvation is not I trying my best or you trying your best. Just rest on the Lord. The Lord, what you and I are not able to do for yourself, God is able. He is able. So that's why he said, whosoever will may come. Whosoever. We cannot try to enter into the kingdom of God. No try. We'll never make it. God made the provision through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The provision has been made. All what we have to do is humble ourselves, accept him in faith, place our faith, our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he tells us, he that have the Son have life. You have the Son, you have life. But it says, put me, he said, I have no one to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, and others have it done before me. Whereas, look, Jesus Christ is right there with you. He's right there with you, right there with us. We have no need to go down in the pool where we have Jesus. Where we have Jesus. He says, get up, we stand up. Sit down, and you sit down. We have no need to go down in the pool. But he says, and I come another step down before me. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Arise. Many of us are sleeping today. What causes us sleeping? We're sleeping in sin. Sin never wants to see us on our foot. It's keeping us down. Down from where? Down from seeing the Lord. Down from seeing the Lord. And that Jesus Christ is there to awake us from the situation we are in. Is there anything that the Lord cannot do for you and for me? If there's anything that the Lord cannot do, name one. If there any question that God have not the answer for it, just name it. Who is the answer of the world today? Jesus is the answer. No matter what goes wrong, what we hear and what we see, but God is in control. He is in control. God is always in control. Because he is God. He is God. That's why he tells us in Isaiah 45:22, where it already recited that verse, look unto me and be saved, all the end of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Is there anyone that we could put above God in this world? No, not one. No one. No one. No one. Then he tells us in verse 8, Jesus saith unto him, take up thy bed and walk. And verse 9, as soon as he did that, and immediately, it takes like months, years, immediately. From the moment you place your faith, your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, God works in our life. God works in your life. God works in your life. The same way that God saved me, he can save you. The Son of Man have power on earth to do what? To forgive sin. The Son of Man. Because Luke 19:10, what did he say to Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus, come down. Today, I must abide in that house. Then he tells us, Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. You may say to yourself, I have been lost. I'm not lost. You know what? Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, come to seek and to save that which was lost. You lost in sin. Unless you acknowledge that you are lost, you are helpless, hopeless, hellbound. Only Jesus can change the situation that you are in. You are lost. Without the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, you are lost. Because that's why, hence the reason why the Lord Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, you are lost. My friend, do not let that opportunity slip away from you. Right now, at this very moment, you could call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if you come to him, he will in no wise cast you out. You know what? John chapter 5, verse 20, it tells us, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither any man shall pluck them out of my Father's hand. The Lord wants to give you life, and he wants to give you life, abundant life. We cannot live our life, our time in this world, living how our mind tells us to live. We must realize that God is greater than all. Sometimes we do think life at best is very brief, like a falling of a leaf. Be in time for what? Because we don't know the hour nor the second that God will call upon us. We know that Jesus Christ will return, but we must make provision. We must prepare to meet him, because he offers us his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's all up to you, my friend. I cannot make the decision for you. You have to make it on your own. Because like I said, before I open the scripture, he tells us, behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. I am a sinner from birth. But only Jesus Christ who have the remedy for you and for me. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all iniquities. So it's all up to you, my friend. Whether you want or not, it is there for you. All what you have to do is say, Jesus, I'm willing to accept the fact that I am a sinner, and I'm no longer willing to live in sin. But help me, and I know you alone that is able to help me, because that's why your son, your Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, God sent his son upon the face of this earth to do what? To be the savior of the world. You and I need a savior. And we cannot enter into God's heaven with our sin or by our own effort. There is only one way to heaven, as Jesus Christ reminds us in his word, John 10:9. I am the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The door of salvation is wide open, but it is all up to you to accept the Lord Jesus Christ and make him your Lord and your Savior. We pray that you will consider your ways before the Lord and accept him, call upon him if there is ever good.